Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Glory Road Television Show. In this show, I'm going to be bringing you the weekly word for the first week of the month of Elul. We have fully stepped into the sixth month on the religious Hebrew calendar, which starts in the month of Nisan. That's in accordance with Exodus chapter 12, verse 2, when God speaks to Moses and said, "Let this be the beginning of your year." So we've counted 6 months in. And at the beginning of Elul, on the first day, it is a powerful time because it's when we start teshuva, or the beginning of repentance. It's a very, very powerful time in Israel as well, because for the next 40 days, once the first day of Elul starts, we begin that process of soul searching. It's actually called Hesbon Hanefesh, and it means a counting of the soul. It means to count, to consider, to credit, to pay attention to what's happening in your soul. So it's a building time. It's also a time in Haggai chapter 1 where the prophet Haggai comes to speak to the governor and also comes to speak to the high priest and begins to say, it's time now, God says, to build his temple. Now, come on, how many of you know you're the temple of the Holy Spirit? The temple in Jerusalem is now the Dome of the Rock, taken over by the Ottomans or over by Islam many, many years ago. And so there's no place to do sacrifices. So the Jewish people, during this 40-day period, they come into a time of repentance and forgiveness with the Lord. And from the first day of Elul all the way through the 10th day of October, or the 10th day, literally, it actually lines up with the month of Tishri. So the 10th day of Tishri, which is going to be the first to the second day in October, there is a 40-day period where they fast, pray, repent, they go through a process. And then on Yom Kippur, which is the end of the 40-day period, which is going to start Wednesday, October 1st through Thursday, October 2nd, that's the time where they will fast and pray for 24 hours, and they will ask the Lord for forgiveness. But there will be no sacrifice. Why? Because Jesus, Yeshua Messiah, is the ultimate sacrifice. Jesus came and he laid down his life to bring salvation to all of humanity. And so those of us who believe in Yeshua HaMashiach as our Lord and Savior, we step into a new realm of temple operation. So you are the temple of the Holy Spirit, and God is making and creating your temple over the next 40 days to be one that can carry the greater glory of the Lord. How do we know that? We know that from Haggai chapter 1 and 2, because it says specifically that once the house is rebuilt, the glory of the latter house is greater than the former. Now, this is exciting because it means that as you're going to go through the next 40 days or so, God is going to rebuild your temple. He's going to rebuild who you are, where you're at, your family, your finances, your relationships, your business, your church environment, your ministries. God's going to be doing a tremendous amount of work during the next 40 days as you allow him to take you through that process of soul searching. So this is a time where we submit to the Lord, and we resist the devil, and we position ourselves to allow God to deal with us. Now listen, I personally have been coming before God this past week, and I've been saying, Lord, I know the time and season, rebuild my temple. There is greater glory coming to my house, my temple, as in my spirit of God rests within my soul and my body, but also my house, my family, my relationships, my finances, my health, my, everything that's involved with my business or my ministry, these kinds of things. Lord, I'm considering my ways, and I want you to build my house that will bring you a greater glory this year. Come on, we go from glory to glory to glory. So every year you're going to come back around to this time. This is why it's so important to get a copy of my book, 365 prophetic revelations from the Hebrew calendar, because it's in this that I keep you on track with what God is doing in your life all 12 months and how he is revealing another aspect of himself. So what is God going to reveal to us this month about himself? Well, he's not only going to be rebuilding our house. In other words, he's getting us ready for greater glory to be made manifest as we step into the month of Tishri, which is the seventh month on the religious calendar. But it's also the first month on the civil calendar, which means it's head of the year that we're going to come up on. So the calendar is actually going to change over. And so it's an important time for us to remember that God is getting our house in order. Come on. And if he's going to get your house in order, he's doing it because he plans on bringing you great blessings. Come on, that's the God I serve. See, he gets things in order and in alignment, but you need to take the next 40 days to pray, to fast, to get in the word of God, to seek him, to learn to stay seated with Christ in heavenly places, to rest in the realms of prosperity so you can step into the next level dimension that God has for you. So this is like the sixth month is kind of like before we step into the head of the year. It can almost be equivalent to like a December timeframe maybe. And it was like we have two Decembers on the calendar. Okay, so this is like we're ending something, but we're getting ready to start something. And so God is rebuilding and getting you ready. See, listen, you're anointed, appointed, set apart. You've been called of God. But what needs to happen is you need to get your heart ready. You need to get your spirit, soul, and body ready for the next dimensions that God has for you. Now, listen, I have a scripture that I want to read to you from Haggai. Okay, so this is Haggai chapter 1. Okay, and it's actually verse 5. All right, so what's happening here is Haggai's talking to the high priest, and he's also talking to the governor. So he's dealing with the religious, and he's dealing with the secular. But he's bringing out a word from God. And this is what God says. This word comes to Haggai to speak from the Lord directly. And this is what the prophet begins to speak to the governor and to the high priest. He says, it's time for you, O you, to dwell. Is it time for you, O you, people, which means you and me, to dwell in our sealed houses, which means our little protected places that we have developed ourselves? He says, no, therefore, says the Lord of hosts, I need you to consider your ways. You've sown much and you bring in little. You eat, but you don't have enough. You drink, but you're not filled. And with drink, you're clothed, but you're not even warm. And he that earns wages to put it into a bag with holes. In other words, God is saying, listen, you've been spending too much time on you and your house. And God says, I want you, the people, to build me a temple. I want you now to stop paying so much attention to you and what you're doing and begin to get your eyes on me, God, and what it is that I'm saying, because I intend to build something great where my glory is going to come and reside in it. Now, what does this mean for us today? Well, I'll tell you what it means for us today is in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, we find, well, the Apostle Paul is talking to the church at Corinth, and he's speaking to them. He says, you are the temple of the Holy Spirit. And he says this in 1 Corinthians 6:19. What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which you have of God, and you are not your own? For you are bought with the price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. So Jesus bought you with his blood, and he reconciled you to relationship now with the Father. And so God, during this 40-day period of Teshuva, this season of repentance, is he brings us into that place where we're willing to consider our ways. We're willing to come into that place where we're going to begin to step into, Lord, deal with me in this place. Deal with me that you might build my house, okay, or my temple, okay? Remember, we're going to get our eyes off of me, but that it is God's temple, okay? So God is saying, surrender yourself that I can build your temple or my temple where I'm residing on the inside of you. See, he was telling the people, listen, it's time to build my temple. But where's the temple now? The temple's you. If you believe in Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you are the temple of the Holy Spirit. See, when we become born again, our dead spirit becomes alive, and then the Holy Spirit of God comes to live on the inside of us, and he then transforms our soul, our mind, our will, and our emotions, which is part of our temple, and he also helps to transform our bodies, right, into holiness and righteousness and purity. And so when the Lord is speaking, he's saying, listen, I need you to consider your ways. Now, I want to talk to you about this word consider. It's the word sum. All right, in the Hebrew, and it means I want you to commit to me. I want you to take charge. I want you to lay it down. I want you to regard. All right, and regard what? Well, then it's broken down into the Hebrew word labab, which means your heart. He means I want you to become aware in your heart, which is your mind, your soul, your mind, your will, and your emotions. I want your mind, your will, and your emotions to begin to consider submission unto me, surrender unto me at this time. And what are we surrendering? We are surrendering our ways. Our ways. This means you've got set patterns of doing things a certain way. And guess what? God says, I'm scrapping it right now. I'm rebuilding your temple. I'm going to reveal to you the things that aren't working in your life. I'm going to reveal to you where there's setbacks, where there's holdups, where my glory is being restricted. And I'm going to give you a divine setup that I'm going to help you as you're considering your ways, as you're in this place of prayer and repentance, as you're going through tough times. I'm going to speak to you about those tough moments. And I'm going to have you go through a process with me where I tell you what's you. And then I tell you how to fill it with me. Come on, somebody help me out here. See, this is very, very vital. So see, as you consider your ways, that word ways in the Hebrew is the word derech. And it actually means consider your course of life or your mode of action. Consider your conversation. Consider your pathway. Consider these things. And he says, listen, I want you to go up to the mountain. This is verse 8, Haggai chapter 1, verse 8. Go up to the mountain. What's that up? That word up is the word Allah. It means to ascend. Whew. Ascend to the mountain. The mountain is the word har, and it means a place of promotion. Haven't you just come out of your place of promotion? Come on. Yes, you have. You have. See, so God calls you promoted. And now he says, listen, now come up to this place and let's rewrite the temple. Let's rebuild the temple. Let's get you right in the way that you are carrying my spirit within a soul that is purified and holy and righteous. And you're going to begin to do new acts of righteousness in this upcoming year. You're going to begin to have dominion, subdue, multiply, replenish, and increase in a way that you haven't before. See, this is the time where even the word tells us from the Song of Solomon, verse 3, verse 6, I believe it is, he says, I am your beloved. I am my beloved's, and my beloved is mine. It's where we know that the king comes down into the field and begins to work with the people. So God himself is going to come down and he's going to begin to work with you to rebuild anything that's broken, anything that you're willing to surrender. Consider your ways. Consider the ways of your heart, the ways of your mode in action. Consider what you're afraid of. Consider what you're anxious over. Consider what's been a problem and an issue in your life for a long period of time. Let's lay it down and let's rebuild a process and a plan that your temple might now carry at a new level, the power and presence of the Holy Spirit, so you can be a glory carrier at the next level. Come on, it's time to be a glory carrier at the next level. But you see, there's some work that needs to be done. And God is going to start working. But you've got to surrender yourself to the work. See, it's time for your house to go through a restoration process. He's going to start pulling off some things. And then he's going to say, now I want you to put up some new things. Because in Haggai chapter 1, it's so exciting. He says, go up to this place of promotion. So ascend to the place of promotion. And I want you to bring some wood and build the house. And I will take pleasure in it. And I will be glorified, says the Lord. And he says, so, and see what God does with the scripture is he tells us everywhere that we're weak. He says, listen, you've tried to do some things. He says, you've tried to clothe yourself. He says, because remember, go back to verse 6. He says, you've sown a lot, but you don't bring in very much. Come on, I'm talking to somebody right now. Somebody's hearing my voice and they're saying, yo, but Candace, you know, I've sown so much, but I haven't brought in any. Whoa, here it is right here. Consider your ways. There's something else that God wants to reveal to you right now during these 40 days to help you then begin to receive from your sowing. Then he says, you eat, you consume, but you then saying, I'm still in lack. I don't have enough. You drink, but you're not ever filled with the drink. He says, you clothe, but you're still cold. You're still cold. And he says, and you earn wages, but your wages are in a bag with holes. Come on, I'm talking to somebody right now. Who out there is hearing the sound of my voice? Are you sowing but not receiving? Are you eating but you're not filled? Are you drinking but you don't have enough? Are you buying more clothes but you're still not warm, right? He says, are you earning wages night and day, but then all of a sudden the wages are gone? Just like that. Come on, I'm talking to somebody. This is humanity, but God says, stop right now. Consider your ways. Come on. He says, I'm going to build your house. And listen, I'm going to build it full. I'm going to build your finances. Come on. I'm going to give you new creative ideas. I'm going to build your business. Come on. I'm going to give you new ministry ideas, new ways to impact the kingdom of God. Come on. I'm going to show you new social media strategies. I'm going to give you art projects that are going to be amazing. I'm going to send you out in the community. I'm going to send you to nations, God says. I'm going to be working on your health. Come on. I hear the Lord say, I am tired of my people not having the health that they need to go to the nations that I'm calling them to. Come on. See, there are things that need to change. It's time to consider your ways. And listen, as I speak this to you, I speak this to myself, but I am in that process. I am going down because I know this time every year. And I say, God takes me from glory to glory. Let me write down where you want to work, God. What do you want to rebuild? Or Lord, you know what? It worked last season, but it's not working this season. Come on, somebody help me. See, your last year strategies are not going to work for this upcoming glory that God is bringing you. Be willing to lay it all down. Be willing to scrap it to zero. And then the Lord will build your house, right? The Lord is the builder of the house. He is the builder and the maker. He is the builder and the creator. Unless the Lord builds a house, the laborers labor in vain. Come on. So you got to lay it down. You got to lay down. And with that, you're going to lay down that you don't have enough. Come on. I need that statement to just come right. You need to write that down. Lord, I don't think I have enough. And then you need to rip up the piece of paper, or you need to take a lighter and just burn that sucker up, because you do have enough. You have more than enough through the power and presence of God. You have more than enough through your mountain, your place of promotion and ascension. You have more than enough in the realms of prosperity. You have time, talent, treasure, and testimony. You have the full redemption of Jesus Christ. You have everything that he bought back. So your temple can be fully reconstructed at absolutely no cost to you other than the cost of following Jesus to maybe a place that he might say, you need to go and you need to make this change. Come on, somebody help me here. See, God's going to get in your stuff. See, if you're watching this video right now and you're saying, you know what, Candace, that's really great, but I don't trust God. I'm not sure I can do this. You know, you coming up with a bunch of excuses. You know what I'm going to say to you right now? If you don't do this, you will miss the blessings that God has for you. Come on, somebody help me out here. See, you don't want to miss the blessings. But if you don't consider your ways, if you don't consider, and that means your heart posture, that means your heart posture, your soul, your mind, your will, and your emotions. If you do not consider your ways, you will not be preparing yourself for the greater glory. Come on, just keep reading. Read Haggai chapter 2. The glory of the latter house is greater than the former once the building is built. And what's happening? That's this time. He's rebuilding the house. Now listen, I got a prophetic word for you. I know that great currency from heaven is being developed in an account for you. Currency that comes by faith and faith alone. If you have enough faith to follow after this time and season, read Haggai chapter 1 and 2, okay? Read 1 Corinthians chapter 6. If you got enough faith to allow God to step in and start telling you what to do, then he's going to be able to build a temple that is going to stand and is going to last, and one in which he will come to dwell in a new level of presence. Now, I want to read to you from Proverbs chapter 3, because this is a very, very important time. With all of this that's going on, God is calling us to honor him, okay? So listen, all of this is leading to honor. When you decide to consider your ways and allow God to rebuild your temple, you're saying, God, I want to honor you above all else. So in Proverbs chapter 3, verse 9 and 10, the word says, honor the Lord with your substance and with the first fruits of all of your increase. So shall your barns be filled with plenty, and your presses shall burst out with new wine. So that word honor, powerful word, it's actually the word kabod. It means to glory the Lord. It means to come into a place of honoring him, promoting him, okay? So honor the Lord with your substance, all right? Now, what is this substance that he's talking about? It means the fullness of who you are and who you believe to be. It's a level of fullness. It's the word hone. It's a wealth. It's a level of prosperity, okay? It's who do you believe you are in every respect? And let me tell you, you're way more than you even know you are, because you wouldn't even be listening to this message if you actually thought you had it all down, right? So you're listening to this message because you're going, I've got so much to give, but I might not have enough to give. Now listen, you have more than enough to give, okay? You can honor the Lord with the fullness of your faith. Faith is a currency. Faith is a currency that gets credited to your account. We know that Abraham, his faith was credited to him as righteousness, okay? Now, what that actually means is that his faith was at a place where he was getting credits, or an accounting was taking place. How did I start this whole message today? I said, you need to count some things. You need to reckon some things. You need to come to a place of considering or reasoning, right? So faith is credited as righteousness. And actually, that word righteous in the Hebrew, okay, there's different words, righteous in the Hebrew and righteous in the Greek, actually means, whoa, it actually means prosperity. Faith is credited as prosperity. So to Abraham, and this is in the book of Romans, Abraham, his faith was credited as righteousness. I'm sorry, that's Genesis chapter 15. Genesis chapter 15, verse 26. His faith was credited as righteousness. That is the Hebrew word righteousness. It actually breaks down to the word prosperity. So see, God considered him to be righteous because of his faith, and it was actually prosperity that he was taking him to. So God said, listen, you believe the stars in the sky, you can read Genesis chapter 15, that when he looked up, he said, all the stars in the sky and the sand on the ground are going to be your legacy. It's going to be way fuller than you can imagine. But I want you to follow me to the land that you do not yet know. Okay. And so with this land, God says, I'm going to reveal some things to you. And what did he end up revealing to him? He ended up revealing to him that his faith was credited as righteousness. I'm going to actually read it because I know I fumbled around a little bit. Genesis 15, 6 is what it is. And he believed in the Lord. And this is Abraham. Abraham believed in the Lord, and God counted it. That means credited it. Okay. It means to compute it, like with numbers, to compute it to him for righteousness. And that word righteousness is the word tzedakah. Okay. Tzedakah. It means a rightness that it has justice, moral virtue, and prosperity attached to it. Come on, read that again. Genesis 15, 6. And he believed, Abraham believed, he had faith in the Lord. And for him, it became a credited of righteousness. He was credited. So in the heavenly realms, Abraham had a righteousness or a prosperity credited to him when he believed God. What was he believing about God? That God was good. That God loved him, that if God said, go to this new land, God would indeed provide for him. protect him and accept him in every way. Come on, I'm talking to somebody right now. Do you believe God? See, when you're considering your ways, you have to also consider your faith. Where's your faith levels? Faith is the currency of the kingdom. Your faith can lead you to great wealth in every way. Your faith can take you to new heights in every way. But you need to know how to activate this faith. You need to know how to understand this faith. You need to know how to bottle this faith so that it can return to you the prosperity that God intends faith to bring to you. Oh, I'm getting excited right now. Listen, I'm so excited because I got to tell you right now, I have this new class coming up, Kingdom Wealth Strategies, and we're going to talk about this level of faith. And this is where we're at here in these 40 days, is God is rebuilding your temple that you might honor him with your faith. Honor the Lord with your substance, the fullness of faith. Honor the Lord with your substance and the first fruits of all of your increase, which means everything that is increased, you're going to give God on that. Then your barns are going to be overflowing and your vats filled with new wine. Barns are your storehouses, okay? Anything that you have, they're going to be just overflowing. But your vats are new opportunities. You're going to have more and more new opportunities. Why? Because you have learned to be a good steward. You have learned to consider your ways. You have learned to prepare and position yourself for the next levels of glory that God wants to bring in your life. Come on, I don't know about you, but I'm ready for this. So let me tell you, I've brought up a lot in today's segment, but I want you to join me for my Kingdom Wealth Strategies class. All you got to do is go to my website at CandiceSmithman.com. You can see it right down there below my name. Sign up today. It's going to be 6 months with me, a live class. I'm going to teach you every single month a new thing that's going to help you rebuild this temple. Come on, we're going to get this temple right before we rotate back into Nisan, which is the next religious calendar year, okay? Well, the year turns over 5786 at the end of September. However, we're going to carry that all the way through with a teaching that's going to prepare you before Passover, okay? Because listen, everything that you receive between Passover and Tabernacles doubles itself, all right? So I need to help you learn how to manage what God is getting ready to give you. Come on, he's rebuilding your temple, and he's going to pour his glory in, and he's got some things that he wants to see happen in this temple, and I'm going to get you ready for that. Kingdom Wealth Strategies, sign up today. I'm going to take you for 6 months. Now, if you've heard any of this here, and you're saying, you know what, Candace, I don't know about Kingdom Wealth Strategies, but listen, I just want to get my heart right before God. I just want to honor him the way he wants me to honor him. I want to just tell you a little bit about this Soul Transformation, Your Personal Journey book. So my husband and I wrote this. It's amazing Bible study. But we run classes, Soul Transformation classes, and then in our Dream Mentors, a Transformational Life Coaching Institute, we prepare you to be able to not only rebuild your temple, but go and help other people rebuild their temples too. Come on, this is mighty. See, you need a soul rebuild. And this is what? This is a time to account for the soul. That's that word, hesbon hanfesh, all right, in Hebrew. And it actually means to account for the soul. You're in that time. So sign up for our soul transformation classes. We got them going all the time. We have coaches that are going to walk you through. They're great Zoom calls. You'll have other people you'll be doing the class with as well. We have so many. We've got free classes. We got classes on rest. We got classes on dream interpretation. And then we have my Ascend class, which is once a month. I want you to join me for the Ascend class. The Ascend class is at 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. Eastern. The next one will be Monday, September 8th. All right. Now, that's going to be the same day that starts the first class of the Kingdom Wealth Strategies. So the Ascend class is free, 10 a.m., 6 p.m. Sign up with that link. Come and join me for those. But if you wanted to be a part of the Kingdom Wealth Strategy class, that's going to be at 2 p.m. Eastern. Now, I did it at 2 p.m. so I could hit the rest of the U.S. and Asia from that side. And then I did it at 2 p.m. so that nighttime it'll be across the Atlantic Ocean all the way to Europe and Africa and beyond that way. So you got a couple of options here, and a lot of them are free options, all right? But I want you to join me for my Ascend class, because if you want to learn how to live in these realms, I'm going to teach you a little bit about the Hebrew calendar, but I'm going to keep you on track. We have tons of leaders that come online for these meetings because they want to know, what is God doing? They need a prophetic unctioned so they can keep in alignment with God. So listen, I'm inviting you to all of these things. The dream classes, the rest classes, the ascend classes, 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. Monday, September 8th. Make sure you click that link below, or the Kingdom Wealth Strategies class as well. There's a link for that that you can register and sign up for that and join me. We're going to have an amazing next 6 months, 7 months until we roll into the new month of Nisan, which will be in 2026. We're getting ourselves ready for double portion and increase and the glory of the Lord being released. Let me pray for you right now. Father, I thank you for my friend that's watching. I thank you, Lord, that you're rebuilding their house. You're causing them to consider their ways. And Lord, we just honor you with our hearts today. We lay ourselves before you and we surrender that which is out of order. We ask you to get us in order right now in the name of Jesus. And we ask you, Father, to teach us how to honor you with great substance of faith. Increase our faith that we might believe that if our bags have holes in them, you are going to close those holes. So now we can start to reap the benefits in our family, in our ministries, in our churches, in our cities and towns, in our missions, in our relationships, Lord, everywhere, Father, that the temple needs to be fulfilled with your glory, we are ready to lay that down and receive instruction. If you agree with me, say yes, amen, hallelujah, comment below, and I look forward to seeing you next week for the weekly word. Get ready. We're stepping into a very, very special time. All right, be blessed.